Now, when we have children trained in our schools from the age of 2 and a half in this teaching, when they come up in the training of Maria Montessori, which we have worked with diligently over the years to adapt, and it does not require a great deal of adaptation because it is so close to the Ascended Master's teachings. As our children receive that training all the way through high school and then enter our institutions of learning, such as Summit University, which in the future the Masters desire to expand to a full liberal arts curriculum, when they have this training combined with all that must be mastered in the field of human endeavor, they will be truly equipped to face the cosmic initiations whereby in a single lifetime they can walk the earth as unascended masters, take dominion over the earth, bring millions into the light, have the energy focused within their chakras to focalize the healings, the miracles, the manifestations of alchemy that will be the mark of the Aquarian Age. As we are dealing with ourselves, as we find ourselves at this time in space, as we come to grips with our karma and our karmic cycles, we can make the most of the clock, whatever age we are, because the sacred fire, the transmuting flame, can consume the cause and core of all past misuses on all lines of the clock. Now, I was saying, if all goes according to clockwork and we have our mastery, then we walk the earth as teachers, as unascended members of the Great White Brotherhood. If we fail our tests year by year, making more karma than we balance, accumulating not only the increment of the past, which we vowed before the Lords of Karma to balance in this life, but also present infractions of the law, so that we pile up a whole nother mountain of karma in this life. When that is upon us, and that is what we must face, we look at life then from the standpoint of having to intensify our decree momentum, our action of invocation to the flame of life. It is still a supreme opportunity. It is still a supreme moment of victory. And Saint Germain has promised to us that when applying this teaching and the law of the violet flame and all that the masters have given through their teachings, through the keepers of the flame lessons, that the soul can ascend either at the end of this life or the end of the next life. The requirement being the balance of 51% of all misuses of these 12 flames and the fulfillment of the divine plan. Take up the circle that we are charting now for your birth cycle. Please place your birth date, the month and the day, on the 12 o'clock line. On the 1 o'clock line, please place the next month and birthday. This is your birth calendar, your birth year. Your birth year always begins with Capricorn, each birthday. Now, in the first part of our lecture, we were discussing how the clock unfolds year by year from the day of birth. Now we are discussing how the clock unfolds month by month. The clock we are looking at now is the clock of the months of the year, only 1 year per cycle. We are charting 1 year in your life, any year, this year. 1 year in the life of the Christed One. Divide your year up into 12 months. The first month of your year is your birth month. The first day of your year is your birthday on the 12 o'clock line. Go around the clock. Wherever you begin, just go forward with the months. Now, if you will look at what you have drawn in front of you, you will be able to tell yourself immediately what initiations you will be passing in what month of your year. Wherever your birthday is, 3 months later to the day, on the 3 o'clock line, you will be initiated under the hierarchy of Aries. And for 1 month, you will have the initiations of the divine ego versus the human ego, the opportunity to transmute the human ego and develop the divine ego, which is your own real self, the Christ self, as it represents the I Am Presence. That testing comes under the hierarchy of Aries, under Helios. And what greater ego do we have in our solar system than our own sun, the brightest spot we know, that which has the greatest exaltation, that is your own Christ self. 6 months after your birthday to the day, you will have the testing of the hierarchy of Cancer, the testing of the mother flame, the testing of your harmony, and you will have the testing of the flow of water in the emotions. 9 months after your birthday to the day, on the 9 o'clock line, you will have the test of the hierarchy of Libra, the test of the Holy Spirit, the test of reality, the opportunity to prove what is real and to transmute all kinds of karma of unreality that comes to you to be cycled into your flame for transmutation. This will tell you month by month how your initiations fall under the 12 hierarchies of the sun. Is this accurate? It is so accurate. It is awesome. It would be frightening if we did not understand and love the law that governs a cosmos. It is so exact that if you actually know the hour of your birth and make the conversion from Greenwich time, you will actually be able to observe the shifting of the cycle at the hour of your birth each month, month by month, and year by year. The exactness of the flow of energy spirals in the cosmos is a wonder. It's like the wonder of the human body and of cells and of the flow of life and the vastness of the design of the body temple we live in. But wonder of wonders to perceive how this cosmic clock works. During the month, approximately 28 to 30 days of those initiations, day by day there is an accurate unfoldment of the initiations under the hierarchy of the sun. Also to be considered in that month of initiation will be the cycles of the moon. The moon is moving through the cycles of the 12 hierarchies, even as you are moving through your karmic cycles. The moon presents an additional testing. It is the testing of your soul. It is the testing of the personality. Therefore, while you are undergoing in your month, let us say, of the initiation of Aries, and the moon goes through its 28-day cycle, you will have an opportunity under the hierarchy of Aries to prove your mastery of what we call moon substance. Now, moon substance is misqualified substance, energy that has been misqualified under the influence of the moon. The moon governs the astral or water body. In the perfection of cosmic astrology, the satellites of planets, the moon bodies, are intended to be reflectors of the feelings, the pure feelings of the life waves of the planet. They're like giant screens that reflect and amplify our feeling body. As soon as mankind begin to misqualify their feelings and to have layers in the astral belt, the subconscious of the planet, layers of hatred, layers of mild dislike, and all of these distortions of the feelings of God, then the moon begins to amplify that energy. And therefore, there is no longer a pure reflection of the light of the sun from the moon, but it's the light of man's misuses of the sun. Well, this is what we have to contend with in our solar initiations. The moon will amplify as it passes through the house of Aries, the substance of the ego, the conceit of the ego. When you have a full moon in Aries, or any part of the moon in Aries, any phase of the moon in Aries, you will notice. And I usually take note of these things if I find myself having to go shopping or somewhere where there are a lot of people, and I will note people's interactions with one another. And if the moon is in Aries, their interactions will be very much at an ego level. And everyone is putting forth the aspect of the ego that requires attention and so forth. Recently, we had a Capricorn moon, and I noticed a very heavy weight upon the people of substance of condemnation. And that condemnation, amplified by the power of the full moon, was a sort of a bristling energy of people criticizing and picking one another apart and looking down on each other, and almost just for nothing, you know, just for breathing the air or walking by in a dress that maybe someone didn't like. And that energy saturates the astral plane. When you are aware of that, you instantaneously make a call in the name of the Christ, in the name of the I Am Presence. I call to mighty Astraea unto the lords of the violet flame to consume the cause and core of all misuses of the hierarchy of Capricorn, of God power, and all moon substance. That is a misqualification of that energy. This science of the cosmic clock, when we understand it, enables us to make very specific, precise scientific calls. There is no point making a call for something that is not prominent, or what we say, up for transmutation. There are certain cycles of energy that are there, energy that is necessary to be transmuted at a particular time because of the configurations, not only of the sun and the moon, but of the planetary bodies, which all have their influences of misqualified energy because their life waves have also polluted the sacred fire, and we are influenced and we feel that flow of energy from bodies within our solar system and bodies beyond. So, going back to the cycle, the third month of your calendar birth year, when you are undergoing the testings in the hierarchy of Aries, you will have to be aware of the cycling of the moon as a secondary testing. Now, if you know that that is your initiation, that Lord Maitreya, the great initiator and your own guru, is going to be allowing energy to come to you to see what you will choose. Will you choose the divine self, or will you choose the human self? If you are aware of that, just as you are aware of a stony path or a dangerous crossing, you anticipate and prepare for it. It's like being ready to catch a ball when it's pitched to you, or bat that ball. The astrology lets us know specifically and pinpoint in the cosmos where the testing is, so that we can put our attention on it, so that we can prepare for it, so that we can invoke the violet flame to consume the cause and core even before the test comes. In the days just before the turn of the cycle of the month, you begin to prepare for that testing. You anticipate it. You give your calls to Astraea, the Elohim, to encircle the cause and core of all misuses of the sacred fire, of ego substance, and you have certain meditations which you give on the violet flame. And you clear the ground, which makes the testing that much more simple, because you are there ready to seize that energy, ready to welcome the lords of karma and your Christ self, who deposit that energy on your heart's altar for its transmutation. Now let me go over this birth cycle once again. You put the month and the day of your birth on the 12 o'clock line, the following month and the same date on the 1. And you go around the clock following the months of the year. You walk around this circle once every year. You walk through the 12 hierarchies. You spend approximately 28 to 30 days under each of the 12 hierarchies. You are carrying a flame from the point of origin, from Capricorn. You carry the flame and you carry it to each of the 12 houses of the hierarchies. You carry the torch of Capricorn and you deposit it in the house of Aquarius. You lay it down on the altar. You take up the torch of Aquarius. You carry it to the house of Pisces. You're carrying the flame of that hierarchy. You are an emissary of that hierarchy during that month of your year. You are a Christed one, accepting the challenge of going forth to consume the cause and core not only of personal karma, personal misuses of that hierarchy, but also planetary. And that is where you move from the microcosm to the macrocosm. When you begin to have the mastery, the daily ritual of decrees and invocations, whereby you invoke enough fire so that when you give forth your calls in the morning, your energies are sufficient not only to transmute your own karma for that day under that house and sign, but also to make a considerable dent in planetary karma on that day of that substance. And you know the path of Christhood and of Buddhahood always is the right and the left
the right and the left. The right hand signifying the balancing of personal karma through service, the left hand signifying the taking in of planetary karma and balancing it in the fire of the heart. So right and left, right and left. We must walk these parallel lines of self-mastery. We cannot ascend back to the heart of God unless we contribute to the balance of planetary karma. Everyone who has showed us the path of mastery has demonstrated that it is necessary at a particular point to go from the personal to the planetary phase. And the meaning of Jesus dying for our sins on the cross is that he is transmuting planetary karma. And everyone who attains that mastery must go through the initiation of the crucifixion, not necessarily surrendering the physical body, but being willing to take into that body spirals of planetary karma and to balance or justify them in the flame within the heart. Now that is your calendar year. In addition to your calendar year, your 12 months on the clock, you must always keep track of how old you are, and whatever your age is, to find that age on the clock by putting 0 on the 12, 1 on the 1, and going around until you come to your age. Which means that if you are 36 years old, you are in the 12 o'clock line of Capricorn for the whole year. Or if you're 48, or if you're 60, or if you're 12, or 72, you're in the hierarchy of Capricorn for the year. Within that year, you will walk through the 12 hierarchies month by month. If you are, let's say, 26, you're on the 2 o'clock line for your year. But when your birthday starts, you will start the first month of your year in Capricorn. Remember, all cycles begin in Capricorn. These are like two dials, you know, on the meter that measures electricity, all those little dials. Well, one dial is for the yearly cycle and the other dial is for the monthly cycle. Now that is your personal cosmic clock. There are other phases to it, there are other breakdowns to it, there are other things that you can learn about it, such as the trines and the polarity of the signs and how when you are having a test in Aries, you have to remember secondary tests of Libra because that is the polar opposite, the polarity on the clock. And you can be aware of that testing simultaneously. There's the testing because Aries is a fire sign. The triangle, the grand trine of testing in the month or year of Aries will be 3, 7, 11, which are the fire signs of Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And they form a threefold flame, if you will notice on the colors of the chart. Aries is the blue fire sign, and Leo is the pink fire sign, and Sagittarius is the yellow fire sign, according to the unfoldment of the threefold flame. So each of the four elements that come through the 12 hierarchies give us an opportunity to balance that element in the threefold flame. The water signs, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, come together, and they are the 2, 6, 10. The 2 is the yellow, the 6 the blue, and the 10 the pink. That is your threefold flame and the mastery under the hierarchies of water. If you are in a Scorpio year, you will have some testing of Pisces and Cancer substance because that is the grand trine of your testing to balance that triangle and that threefold flame. You can study the cosmic clock that you have drawn, and by your own Christ self, you can interpolate and you can intuit all kinds of information about yourself, about your life. I encourage you to make a general outline of your life's history, of what you can remember, of the most crucial events, positive as well as negative, and put them on the clock. What happened to you when you were 2 or 5 or 10, something very important that you remember. And if it isn't so good, if it is a bad record, call for it to be consumed under that hierarchy, under that master by the violet flame. If it's a great event, note it as a key cycle in your cosmic destiny. Make the most of it. Amplify its momentum by calling to the hierarchy of the sign to purify and perfect that happening in your life. Now I'd like to mention the fact that the Earth is undergoing initiations also under the cycles of the cosmic clock. The birth year of the planet Earth is in the change of the sign Sagittarius to Capricorn, which occurs at winter solstice. Winter solstice then is actually the new year, which we celebrate December 31st. But that new year commences the release of the testing under Capricorn of the entire planetary body. Now, if you're watching the papers, as much as they tell us of what's happening, if you're watching the news media and simply being observant in the world, you will see how nations, how politics, how the economy, and so forth, will all come under the testing of the hierarchy of Capricorn in that month. And if you're working for world order and for God government, and you're interested in helping society and serving in your community, you will notice that leaders, important people, are burdened by that weight. And their functioning correctly is hindered by the mass consciousness misuse of the sacred fire in Capricorn. So when you are giving your decrees for world service, you will take care to make invocations for the transmutation of world karma of criticism, condemnation, and judgment, misuses in the etheric body. The season of winter corresponds to the etheric cycle, the fire element, the going within to the fiery core. The season of spring and the testings on the planetary body that follow Aries symbolize the mind, the element of the mind, the new birth, the resurrection fires that come with Aries. Summer is the testing of emotions, wars and demonstrations and sometimes rioting, and all kinds of things happen in the summer to the planet as a whole and to people as they find that their emotions are tested, and the heat we experience is even a product of the aspect of misqualified substance in the astral body of the planet, and are coping with life generally in the summertime. In the fall, the earth cycle, the harvest corresponding with the Holy Spirit and the recycling of energies and the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of the earth.